The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. Tulane University in New Orleans has broken its fundraising record, taking in gifts and commitments that exceeded $126 million during the last school year. The school says more than 20,000 alumni, parents, and friends donated during the 2016-17 financial year, the best year for donations in Tulane's 183-year history. LSU's new basketball coach has received a 67% pay bump to $2.5 million a year. The LSU Board of Supervisors voted Friday to approve Coach Will Wade's contract that the Advocate reports is for 6 years and worth $15 million. Wade will make $1 million more than what he was due this coming season at his previous school, Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond, Virginia. Louisiana residents who had damage from last summer's widespread flooding have more time to submit the proof of loss form required for a flood insurance claim. The deadline's been extended until the end of the year. The proof of loss form, a sworn statement made by the policyholder that substantiates the insurance claim, is part of the requirement for a flood claim to be processed. Those with questions are encouraged to call FEMA at 1-800-621-3362 or go to the website disasterassistance.gov. Well, what would you do if your home was flooded from a storm? Would you rebuild or move? Many Houstonians are wondering if they should rebuild their home or sell. The owners whose houses have now flooded two or three times in the past few years are facing difficult choices, as Florian Martin from Texas Public Media reports.
Nancy Haight bought her house in Braeswood Place not long after it was flooded by Tropical Storm Allison. It flooded again in the Memorial Day flood of 2015, and now Harvey put 40 inches of water in her house. As you can imagine, this is not helpful for the home value.
It's only worth lot value. I lost about $300,000 the day it flooded.
So what's she going to do?
What I'd like to do is tear it down and build up 6 feet, because the people that are 6 feet up didn't get it in their house.
Haight's also considering selling, but worries that nobody will buy it. Her neighbor, Richie Wilson, is in a similar situation. She knows she doesn't want to elevate it.
I just don't think I feel up to that at my age. I would rather move and find something already permanent where I can stay.
Her current plan is to stay after getting her home repaired. Florian Martin, News 88.7.
That report came from Houston Public Media. Manufactured homes are turning out to be just a small fraction of the federal government's plan to deal with those affected by monster hurricanes. With a mere 1,700 trailers available, and with two big storms already, Harvey and Irma, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has made it clear the trailers will only be used as a last resort. That's in contrast to 2005, when 140,000 FEMA trailers became symbols of the trouble federal response to Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. Weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area. There's no rain in the forecast, but expect a high temperature of 83 with a low of 61. Currently in Shreveport-Bossier at 61 degrees and clear. 61 in Magnolia, El Dorado, 62 in Alexandria, Pineville. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.